Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March 8th, 2026. Today is the third Sunday in Lent. This is a reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. Here ends the reading. Today, the Daily Office gives us this amazing passage from the 8th chapter of Romans. Paul uses lofty language to talk about all the big themes: condemnation and freedom, flesh and spirit, death, life, and peace. I've been particularly focused on peace this week. Perhaps I've been focused on peace because there seems to be such a shortage of it. What does it mean to live in the peace of Christ, even as we are surrounded by a world hell-bent on violence and war? What does it mean to live condemnation-free as we are surrounded by condemnations of every sort? I get it. It seems odd to be talking with any sort of certainty about peace, especially these days. And yet, the gift of the life of the Spirit is that we are equipped to walk in peace, which is to live in direct opposition to the way of the world. The peace of Christ is not some sort of anemic, furtive, feel-good moment. The peace of Christ fortifies us over and against the unsettledness and conflict that surrounds us in this world on every side. We need not be overwhelmed by the narrative of sin and death. The peace of Christ is our assurance that we can take a different path. I know I've shared a number of his poems in both sermons and daily audio diaries, but as I thought about Paul's assertion that to walk in the Spirit is to walk in the way of peace, I thought again about Anglican poet and preacher Malcolm Guite. For today, I'd like to share his poem, which is simply entitled, Peace. Not as the world gives, not the victor's peace, not to be fought for, hard won, or achieved, just grace and mercy, gratefully received, an undeserved and unforeseen release, as the cold chains of memory and wrath fall from our hearts before we are aware, their rusty locks all picked by patient prayer, till closed doors open, and we see a path descending from a source we cannot see, a path that must be taken hand in hand only by those forgiving and forgiven who see their Savior in their enemy. So reach for me. We'll cross our broken land and make each other bridges back to heaven. As we enter this third week of Lent, my prayer is that each of us will experience the peace of Christ anew, and that having experienced this peace, we will walk confidently within it. Let us pray. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the peace of Christ be with you all this week. May you be surrounded by God's peace, sustained by God's peace, in order that you may live as God's peace in a broken world.